I'm responsible for billions of dollars worth of information technology systems, infrastructure, operations, and service delivery for all the NASA astronauts, scientists, engineers, and contractors throughout the world and space.
One of the things that you have to be able to show your volunteer service. What is your volunteer service and how did you get involved?
I've been involved in humanitarian missions outside of my public service career for probably more than 20 years. I've been in Africa, Asia, Latin America, Eastern Europe. Most recently, I've been fairly devoted to the medical mission of Mercy, which is a Doctors Without Borders trip to the Philippines, and other type activities like building houses in Nicaragua or providing assistance through HIV/AIDS clinics in Cape Town or doing a lot of cleanup relief efforts after Katrina.
Tell me about those efforts and what appealed to you. Why did that really tickle your fancy?
Well, I think a lot of it was on impact, and I strongly believe that global and domestic volunteerism changes lives and influences generations to come. One group, one person can really make a difference, and it's not so much just, you know, giving money or, you know, going to the next fundraiser, but it's actually being a leader and someone that can show that they're willing to roll up their sleeves and participate, you know, whether it's carrying cement to build a house, or whether it's, you know, providing assistance in a field. As you know, I'm in information technology. I don't have a medical background, but, you know, every single mission needs different expertise. And I can provide logistics, I can provide communications or different technologies, providing an impact to a society that, you know, is devastated. And, you know, these poor rural communities would take any help at all.
So you're not just a donor. You actually go to all these places that you mentioned?
Right. For instance, the medical mission of Mercy, Dr. Joe Arzadon and Kathy Arzadon lead talented doctors from around the world. We have doctors from Bulgaria, United Kingdom, Australia, Canada, all throughout the U.S., and we go to these small rural islands where we're providing medical assistance to 3,000 people in 5 days. Everything from cleft lip surgeries to dentistry to OBGYN, pediatrics, ophthalmology, providing school health lectures to rural villages. A lot of these small islands haven't seen doctors for years. So you're really changing the lives of people who haven't seen in 20 years, people who, you know, are only eating liquid food because of the cleft lip. You impact people in ways that are just eye-opening.
I have to ask you how you don't find yourself overwhelmed when you are just one person trying to make a difference on a global scale. How do you not get overwhelmed with the enormity of the task?
Because you take each day as it comes. I learn from every situation I expose myself in. I enjoy taking risks. I enjoy the different opportunities. You learn from people as you're doing, both in the collaboration, in every way where you touch people's lives. Simple things like providing clean water or a safe place to live for a mother and her children in Nicaragua that you know, through earthquakes or other natural disasters, they just have no choice. You know, when it's you and a surgeon assisting in medical surgeries on these small remote islands with nothing but the backpack of supplies that you and the surgeon had to literally come from a big boat to a small boat to another smaller boat to actually walk into this island, it's you just walk away knowing that you have made a difference.
And, you know, you're a hard-working federal manager, have been for many years, and you have limited time. Do you use vacation time, of personal time, to do this type of work?
Yes, yes. I take my own, because this is not like the private sector. I wind up taking my own personal vacation time, my own finances for this. And, you know, to me, it's important enough. I've been very fortunate with my public service career, and, you know, I've been exposed to many wonderful opportunities in Washington, and all you have to do is go to some of these third world countries, and you know that, you know, everything really does make a difference.
And we're speaking with Deborah Diaz. She's Deputy Chief Information Officer at NASA and also one of the heroines in technology. Tell us what, at the end of the day, it does for you.
I try not to think about that. I try to think about how I can encourage others to also participate. I do a lot of work both on the humanitarian missions and then also in my public service career on mentoring and creating educational opportunities, you know, whether it's having a college intern shadow me, you know, talking to new IT leaders who are kind of getting into this field, or even something in the community like Girl Scouts, letting them know that, you know, take that risk, you know, try to volunteer for something. It may not be in your professional field, but, you know, that's the beauty of life, is to open yourself up to opportunities, and by doing so, your own life will be enriched.
That's really what I wanted to ask about, advice for young women who are coming up in the tech fields. Taking risks is one of the pieces of advice you would offer?
Correct. I think that, you know, if you wind up just focused on your career, you miss out on a lot in life. And what I always tell people is make sure that you have a balanced life. There are so many changes, and innovation is key. But in order to be a true leader, not just a manager, you have to really have that global perspective. You need to be able to understand the strategy as well as the business tactics.